Whatcha, and the usual very warm welcome from me, Mike Wynn, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Got real variety this week. Think Hope. You'll love all of it. But first, we must celebrate the music of Claudio Roditi, who died just last week.
Thank you.
The Brazilian trumpeter Claudio Roditi of the Rising Jazz Star Studio in Beverly Hills, California, March 2007. He was in his early 60s by this stage, so hardly a rising jazz star. He left his hometown of Rio de Janeiro in 1970 to go to the Berklee School of Music in Boston and stayed in the US after that, in and around New York City since 76. His style fused samba with jazz, inevitably, often post-bop jazz, and also, when he was playing with Paquita de Rivera for a number of years, he added Afro-Cuban jazz to that mix. He made his first album as a leader in 84 called Red on Red and recorded some 20 albums in total, plus loads as a side man, usually on trumpet, occasionally flugelhorn, and even more occasionally valve trombone. We heard a De Souza compo, a Vontade Mesmo, Helio Alves piano, Leonardo Cioglia bass, and De Duca da Fonseca drums. More from Claudio later. In fact, he will close the show this week. But now, we must hear from singer Holly Cole. Last week, I played you a piano solo from this album, on which, obviously, she wasn't featured at all. How rude was that? Yes, lovely. Take Me Home. Holly Cole vocal, Aaron Davis piano, David Pilch bass. Recorded in Hamilton, Ontario. They're all Canadians. Back in 95. Here's a song written by all three members of this piano bass drums trio. Thank you. And that song was called Macha Joe, employing the first letters of the trio's first names. The Joe bit is the leader, John Dennis, and this is his first album as a leader, sadly his one and only LP though, which is very strange given that he obviously has talent. This debut label LP is called New Piano Expressions. Not much is known of John Dennis. He was a sideman to Mingus and Thad Jones. And our star of last week's show, Jimmy Heath, said his nickname was Fat Genius. You could say that back in the mid-50s. Another jazz man said, quote, he blended a cocktail style with jazz and classical strains, unquote, which is damning him with faint praise. The other two musos were MA, standing for Max Roach on drums, and the CHA for Charles Mingus on bass. We're off to the assembly rooms in Derby. Thank you. This Woodville CD was recorded at the Assembly Rooms Derby, March 2005, and I've just noticed some of the album was recorded at Southampton University, December 04, but not sure which songs. The album is called News from Blueport, subtitled A Tribute to Jerry Mulligan, and that was one of Jerry's best-known compos, Line for Lions, dating back to his pianoless quartet with Chet Baker. And this is also a pianoless quartet. The leader, on baritone of course, is Andy Panayi. And I saw him live just 2 months back. He was on great form. Mark Nightingale trombone, Simon Wolfe bass, and the ever-cheerful Steve Brown drums. Panayi came out of the wonderful National Youth Jazz Orchestra. This next album has two titles, Kiri Sidetracks and the Jazz Album. It features the lovely opera singer Kiri Terkanawa and a terrific jazz trio. Great idea, but not sure it really comes off as intended. See what you think. No doubt a brilliant idea by the marketing johnnies at Philips, taking the incredibly popular and personable opera star Kiri Terkanawa and then slap an extremely good jazz trio behind her. Pick American songbook classics, call it a jazz album, and voila! Cash register bells are a-ringing. And yes, it is good, but Kiri is not and never will be a jazz singer with her wonderful operatic voice. The jazz musos, Andre Previn piano, Mundell Lowe guitar, Ray Brown bass, and that's some jazz trio. Recorded in New York, May 91. We heard Teach Me Tonight, and it's not just my opinion that it doesn't work out as planned. There was a letter inside the jewel case on this recent second-hand CD purchase of mine. It's signed Daddy, and it's to Dear Bridget, and Daddy is scathing about Kiri's contribution, and Bridget's reply to him equally so. Anyway, I included it, as it is an interesting idea. back to the real thing, hubcap. Hubcap, the Freddie Hubbard compo, is on this Blue Note album called Hub Songs. 9 of the 10 songs are Hubbard originals. He also did all the arrangements with David Weiss and produced the album, but he doesn't play on it, as Freddie was having lip trouble at the time. He had real problems for about 4 years, and I remember seeing him live not long after he returned to playing. He was brilliant, but could only manage to play in short bursts, as it was obviously painful for him. So he thoroughly enjoyed being a non-playing captain of this team, led by a two-trumpet front line of Tim Hargens and Marcus Printup, Benny Green piano, and the two unrelated Washington boys, Peter Bass, Kenny Drums. Would Blues March work for you next? Benny Goldson's Blues March, as played in New York in 58 by altoist Gigi Grice, a brilliant but much underrated muso. He mainly played alto, but on this Metro Jazz LP called Gigi Grice, he also plays tenor and baritone, flute and clarinet, and often several of them on the one song by multi-tracking. Gigi was also a prolific composer and arranger and educator. In fact, his playing career was relatively short, so he could focus on his other roles. Here he's joined by Hank Jones piano, Milt the Judge Hinton bass, and Ossie Johnson drums. I make the uneducated guess that you probably haven't heard of Elia Bastida. It's from one of a series of albums on the Spanish Jazz to Jazz label with the title Hone Camoro Presents, always different up-and-coming jazz musos, and all female, if my memory is correct. In this case, it's Hone Camoro Presents Elia Bastida. Elia is on violin, Chamorro bass, plus Joe Magnarelli trumpet, Ignacy Terrazza piano, David Zergu drums. Great album, different lineup per song, except for the two of them, Juan and Elia, who are inevitably on all the songs. Incidentally, Elia also sings and plays tenor. I bought this next album just a couple of weeks ago. It has the intriguing title of The Doc Meets the Duke. Yes, the Doc meets the Duke. The Duke part is easy peasy. Duke Ellington, even though Perdido was actually written by Juan Tissot, Ellington's famous trombonist, one of Ellington's famous trombonists. The Doc, why, that's Dr. John on the Hammond B3 here, piano elsewhere on the album. Ronnie Cooper, baritone, Bobby Broom, guitar, David Barrard, bass, and Herman Ernest III, drums. Plus Ciro Baptista, percussion, recorded in 2000. Dr. John, real name Malcolm John Rebenack Jr., crossed almost every musical boundary, rock, pop, R&B, boogie-woogie, and jazz. But that great version of a jazz standard certainly earned its outing on our show. And I hope you agree. I mentioned earlier that we had a very varied playlist for you. Here's a jazz reworking of one of pop's greatest albums, Carole King's Tapestry.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your soul so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your. But will you love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure? Or just a moment's pleasure? Magic in your size. Will you still love me tomorrow? Tonight with words unspoken, you say the morning sun. I'd like to know if your love is a love I can be sure of. So ask again, will you still love me tomorrow? Thank you.
Two great British jazzers, Christine Tobin, vocal, Liam Noble, piano. The album is called Tapestry Unraveled, and it's truly fabulous, recorded September 2009. We heard a song that I just love, Carole King and Jerry Goffin's magnificent Will You Love Me Tomorrow. And that was a big hit for the Shirelles, if you remember. You must do. Ellingtonia time now, and it's Johnny Hodges. From Johnny Hodges' best-selling album as a leader, and it was his first in his own name after he'd left the Ellington Band in 51. Castle Rock is the album title. Al Shears is on tenor here, and he wrote both Castle Rock and this song, A Gentle Breeze, recorded March 51 with Emmett Berry trumpet, the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone, Hodges alto, of course, Leroy Lovett piano, Lloyd Trotman bass, and Sonny Greer drums. Hodges, Brown and Greer all left the Ellington Orchestra at the same time. Luckily for us, Hodges and later Brown did return to the fold. Castle Rock is a terrific song, so here's Woody Herman's version. Billed as Woody Herman and the New Herd. They recorded Castle Rock in March 54. Sam the Man Taylor solos on tenor. And this is 3 years after Johnny Hodges had a hit with the song Castle Rock. Johnny was helped by DJ Alan Freed from Cleveland, Ohio, who played it continually. It's that sort of addictive song. And that's it for this week, sadly. Well, except for our theme song, Miles Davis's Milestones. And this week, a different version, an extended version from a candid November 91 recorded album called 4 Miles. The recently departed trumpeter Claudio Roditi kicks it off with a great solo. There's also Donald Harrison, alto, Ricky Ford, tenor, Kenny Barron, piano, Larry Gales, bass, and Joe Chambers, drums. Long track, I'll let it play on until we run out of time. Until next week, please, take care, be well.